me one more chance to tell you that I love you, Jeff Devlin. You're back, back in my heart.
And this is my Fix It Up Life. We are at Home Advisor Inside Design Construction Week 2016. I'm here with my wife. Her name's Teresa.
How can you say Home Advisor without singing the song, though?
Home Advisor.
I know.
Is that the song?
Yeah, it's like the commercial.
Oh, the commercial
home,
jingle.
Home on the Advisor, where the contractors and the framers roam. Where construction goes wrong. This is a terrible song, but it's home.
I'm not even going to chime in. I don't want to be a part of it.
Cloudy right now.
That was good.
Okay, it's my
Kayleen McCabe.
Lifetime.
How are you, kid?
Kayleen McCabe is sitting next to me.
Yes.
What's going on with the chair height?
Because we're playing with our chairs.
Jeff started it.
I started it.
Playing with your chair.
I promise
Jeff
I won't.
Devlin.
Jeff Devlin, DIY Network.
This is really fun.
Stonehouse.
Revival.
Revival. Sorry, Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Do you use that, like, stone head emoji when you tweet things out about it?
What?
Do you know that one?
I'm not familiar.
Oh, my gosh.
I did not see their booth here. Are they here? The stone
emojis,
head emojis?
Jeff, are those little smiley faces. Like,
Okay, got it.
Sure.
I don't want to tell you what to do or anything, but I'm
going
to hand you
gifts.
A paper calendar that says what century it is.
Yeah. I'm just mesmerized seeing Jason Cameron in a suit jacket.
I feel like I'm totally underdressed.
His shoes are so polished.
Look at how dapper he is.
Wow.
Like every time he smiles, there's like a little glint, like a ding.
Yeah. Every time he smiles, a sledgehammer gets its wings.
Yes. Hi, Jason. We're all over here. We're in our. We have like a.
Yeah.
I feel like we should do a band.
I want to borrow his jacket later.
Boy band thing or something.
We should start a band.
We should.
Mean, there's Tim. Yeah. But we could be backup dancers. Backup dancers.
I can totally dance.
Mm-hmm. I rap.
Oh, but
like gift wrap?
Yeah, it's gift wrapping.
You should see his gift wrap.
I can wrap CDs. Awesome. I can wrap the iTunes.
You know, these conversations are always so non sequitur and ridiculous. I love seeing you guys at these shows. What do you want to talk about?
Well, the first thing I want to talk about is your lunchbox.
Thank you. My new purse.
Yes.
Oh, look at that leather strap.
See?
Real deal. Old belt. But
that looks like it's right out of Fury Road.
I have some secret compartments.
She has a thermal imaging camera inside of her lunchbox.
Like a lady. And a tape measure and some gum and a...
And you sewed it all?
Hot glue.
Oh my gosh.
Mark, I feel left out. Like I didn't bring my purse.
Well, because I'm like girlier, I think, a lot.
But I have
a little tape measure, but I have an elephant with mine.
Is that the tape measure you use in your
That's exactly.
Shop?
That's about the right size of my hand.
It's not dollhouse, stonehouse.
And then I have a tiny little key.
It's full house size.
So, Jeff, where's your lunchbox?
Left it back at the hotel. No, actually, it's funny because I have a backpack that I take everywhere with me normally.
You do?
I do. And it's normally filled with, like, everything. So I am feeling a little awkward not having, like, my computer and all my stuff. Plus, I think it looks cooler when you wear a backpack. But I just didn't want to be the one guy.
Awesome.
But my backpack is huge. Like, yeah. I feel like a Sherpa when I'm going.
So
and I've collected so much material by the end. I normally have, like, all the free magazines, all of the stuffed animals, all the Cupid dolls, all the pencils, the cozies. I walk away this a winner.
Do you swipe your card at all the booths that
you're interested in? Yeah, I totally get zapped. I'm like, scan me. I look at them like, please, now, do it.
Send me something.
What have you seen that blew your mind?
Actually, there's a couple of things that blew my mind. One was the new Bosch measuring tool. It's like it goes right to your phone. So you draw a line. Dave could tell me about this because it was quick the other day. So basically, it connects to an app on your phone, and you can measure, and it saves your measurements.
So what? Like if you're laying out a kitchen.
Exactly. And it actually will change if you draw a box, and you just say, here's where I'm starting. You hit the button. That measurement, now in a CAD, will change the length of the wall that you drew to the exact measurements. It's just revolutionizing, you know, because everybody's trying to plan nowadays. Yeah. And the digital world is here. It's not going anywhere. Everybody's got a phone and all that sort of stuff. We're trying to be productive. And CADs are the way to go. Because now when I can actually have a plan that's a 3D plan, somebody can see it and say, that's what I want. Now as a contractor, as a homeowner, it's an easier process. I see it. Yeah. I like it.
So when I've got a similar app on my phone, I take a pile of wood.
Tinder?
And then, It works for me, okay? Yes, 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 no.
Yeah, it's funny with the wood.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I just put my phone down on a stack of shingles, and then it roofs the house for me.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good, because robots should run the world. The technology is integrated into everything now. Did you see Masonite has a program where you can actually scan in your blueprints, and it will lay out your doors and make sure that you have all the correct doors ordered and plan it all for you. So the level of integration with technology is off the charts.
It takes out human error. That's the cool part of it, because we all make mistakes, and a computer's there to kind of back us up. It's like having a second or third guy in a job, and it's quicker for me, it's quicker for Kayleen to get stuff done. And when we're more efficient, we make more money, and our clients are happier.
Okay, so I have this, I just had a daydream while you were talking.
Because we weren't listening.
I'm totally listening. I'm multitasking.
So take your ADD medicine?
And no, chicken. The thing is that...
Squirrel.
What? Oh, shiny. I'm thinking, like technology, like where is it going to end? Is there going to be a time when, like, the Jetsons, the hologram pops up and says, yeah, Jeff, I don't think that's a good idea. You know what I mean? Like,
it's going to happen. No, we're almost already there.
And then in your real life, too, like in your personal life, you probably shouldn't have that other shot of tequila. You're not going to really.
Don't do it.
Hologram.
Your mouth will just close. Like your phone has an app. Your mouth will just close. They'll have an app which gets me
it's
to stop
me,
talking.
Dave. Would you please not have that third shot of tequila?
But I'm
Why,
like,
thank
phone,
you.
Go away. Yes.
I will
you can't
not
have
go
that
away.
Whole birthday cake all by yourself.
Why not?
Yes.
A teleporter, though.
Do you have the voice that comes with your phone on your phone, or did you change it to, Sir Walter Raleigh, like my wife did.
Oh, I changed it to Mary.
Yeah, so take a left.
Man Siri.
Oh, I have Man, but he's the British man.
Yeah. Oh, he is the British, because there was the British and Australian.
I tried the Australian.
I want him to actually tell me what I should be thinking about the whole time. And so it's a bit better to get directions from somebody with an accent.
But Jeff, who's on your phone? Do you have Snoop Dogg?
Whatever is programmed on the phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't get that far.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, it's gotten me into trouble because when I have to talk to him in a British accent. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm very impressionable. So if I hear somebody talking like a certain way, I'll go through it the whole entire day. And whatever the day is or whatever, I always end with a good Russian accent. No matter what it is, it always morphs into some sort of Russian.
Do tell.
Well, he's talking fast.
Yeah? It's sometimes it gets like this. Oh, yeah. That's not Russian.
Probably.
I love it.
Well, give it time. I'd have to warm it up a little.
Yeah.
It's like a car.
It's a later in the day. Yes.
It's not nighttime yet, right?
No.
It's nighttime on the eastern coast.
Maybe.
Sort of. It's dark.
The one thing about being here in Las Vegas at the convention center is, it could be any time of day. Time stands still here.
Unless you're sitting, because this feels great.
It does.
It's phenomenal.
It's so good.
Can this interview last just for an hour just so I can sit for a while? Because I'm fine with that.
There's beer over there.
2 hours. I'm not doing anything.
We can rip some beers. I'll forget everything that I'm not even thinking about anyway. So what's going on your show, Stonehouse Revival, Jeff Devlin?
We just started filming about 3-4 weeks ago. Very excited. A lot of fun. I don't have to travel. So that's awesome. I get to be home.
Near your house.
It's within an hour of my house. So, and it's really what I love to do. I live in an old 250-year-old farmhouse.
Niet.
See, I get so excited. Niet. I got to get it all quick.
Oh, yes.
I'm very blessed to continue what I do. And I'm even more blessed to do what I love. So I'm happier than a pig in mud. And I still get to continue with Ellen's Design Challenge, which just aired the other day. And you guys better freaking root for me.
Have you guys seen that show? Are you familiar with the Ellen character?
The Ellen character?
Yeah.
I think she's a real person.
She could have you killed just by saying that.
I know, really. Somebody's coming here right now.
I bet there are several Ellens. She does so much that there's probably two or three.
She has clones? That's impressive.
You know what I'm saying?
But that show is really, really fun. It airs on Monday nights. And so every week somebody wins and
somebody loses. And I don't want to be there when somebody loses. Because the hardest part about it is when you get to meet all of the other carpenters. And even an event like this, the fact that Kayleen and I get to hang out, Jason Cameron, Matt Minster, Damon Bennett, David Sheinkoff, all of these guys, and Chip Waite, to be in the same room and hang out. We were walking down, we're in K-Biz now, right? So we're walking down, I'm walking with Steve Finucane, and we're just a crowd of people. And I've never had so much fun in my entire life. Just walking around, just looking at stuff, engaging, it's a blast. It's absolutely a blast.
It's the best summer camp ever. Yeah.
Well, and the thing
yeah,
is,
but
too.
But I'm a nerd, so it's all right. Yeah.
It's a total nerd camp for tool and building people.
Yes.
But you're looking at it in a different kind of perspective, because not only are you contractors, but you're also TV contractors. So that takes the whole, you know, how long does it take? What's the timing? What's the schedule? You know, because it's always in a short amount of time. The budget's always not that great. And the orchestration of it. So not only are you working for a client, but you're working for many clients, the producers, the homeowners, the, you know. And so having like-minded people with the same kinds of challenges, it must be so fun.
This is fun. Yeah. Yeah.
So, Kayleen McCabe, you did how many billions of episodes of Renovation Realities on?
Almost 100.
Who is the least happy? I don't care about the most happy and everybody's...
The least happy?
Who was the most mad at you?
How could anyone not like Kayleen McCabe?
You know what? Right.
Like, really?
Are we interested in the underbelly of humanity here?
I think everybody loves every episode.
Give
it's television.
$20, please. Right. But take it out of your own expense account. Thanks.
We didn't ever really have any problems with the show. I had great producers, cast amazing families. We did a really intense project.
Wrong answer.
Sorry.
But keep
going. Yeah, there's always drama in construction. No joke. I mean, I can think of the worst.
This isn't like True Hollywood Stories or something.
It is. Oh, yeah.
Let me make it real.
When did you start taking meth and crash your Ferrari?
Yesterday.
It's Vegas.
It's
right?
Booth 7865. There's a guy behind it.
Right, right. Well, they are filming the Jason Bourne movie here. Are we all familiar with this?
Oh, are you kidding me? I'm walking around being like, where is he? Where is he?
Yeah, Matt Damon's here. He's doing an appearance behind us. No one's at
He's
it.
He's just blending into the wall, all Bourne style.
Oh, yeah.
That's how it happens.
Sneaking around.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be fun to be able to do that for reals.
I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, I'd take that one. I'll do that job.
I sometimes feel like I'm a spy, though, because I'm traveling so much. Then now I land, somebody picks me up. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know who I'm meeting. And I feel like a secret agent. Like, here's your ticket.
What are you doing?
Are you working? Oh, my gosh. So
what?
Okay.
Shh.
Okay. This is real. This is a real deal.
This is real.
Okay.
A minute.
It's real, and I'll keep it short. So I'm partnering with Skills USA and NARI International, and I'm traveling to high schools all across the nation telling our youth that you need to consider the trades as a viable option for a career, that college isn't necessarily the path that everyone needs to go down, and in construction you can have a great job without debt, and we are desperate for people in the trades.
So is it
Booyah!
Wrong that I want to like hug and kiss you for doing all of that?
It's intense. I'm also starting to shoot my own content that will be free to students and teachers. So 101 videos, doing that educational stuff. So that's my cue.
Awesome.
I feel like
awesome.
We're getting kicked off the Emmys. Like,
let me finish
over.
My speech.
Yeah. I'd like to.
Can I get a minute extension?
I just wanna thank
Jeez,
everybody that
supported
Tim. Me.
All right, I'd like to thank Tim Williams. I'd like to thank the producers.
Tim.
I'd like to thank that dude who wrote the movie. And I'd like to thank Jeff Devlin and my mom and my wife. And we gotta go. This is what a break looks like. We're
thank
at
you,
Home Advisor.
And Kayleen McCabe.
Kayleen and Jeff,
follow them
on the tweeters.
Twitter. We do.
Stay here. Don't go away.
Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Yeah, course correct myself back home.
Can you like push it forward and like a little tracker?
Oh, it's my Fix It Up Lifetime.
Yeah, right here at Home Advisor in Design Construction Week at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show.
Yes, and we are having an awesome time. We were kind of like just kind of geeking out about our own, like, what is that called? A hack?
Yeah, we did a hack with our
it's like
camera.
A, yeah,
that's
light
a
hack.
Hack.
Yeah, it's a tripod, but it's not. Yeah. It's we attached a GoPro to a luggage, you know, extended
but
luggage
it becomes
thing.
A dolly push. So
I know.
I mean, that's pretty... remarkable.
You know, like we could just do it instead of having the doll. Yeah.
Yeah.
We just.
Yeah.
You could film that. We got.
David Sheinkopf.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Who has just threatened to kick our camera over?
How are
you? I'm
not
you? Sure. You're
I'm really good. I'm really good.
I'm sure you're welcome on our program.
Oh,
anymore.
Come on! We're here at Home Advisor, which makes me think that you know I'm somewhere very safe.
You sure? are.
Because if anything happens, I'm going to get an alert. On my cell phone, possibly on my ham phone, who knows?
Oh, you are all, you're linked up.
I'm linked up. I love HomeAdvisor. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm
so glad. How did you guys wind up here specifically?
We were walking through the aisle and they were like, you guys look sad. So,
hey, you guys want a place to set up shop?
Yeah.
We have these speakers.
Got all these great people out here.
Microphones. Nobody's talking.
Like,
you got singers. You got singers. Yep. I didn't get started.
We just
what
happened to
Where'd
have
you go? What happened?
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
It is pretty awesome. No, we've been doing lots of things with HomeAdvisor over the last couple of years.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's really, you know, one thing I like about what they do is that you can't do a review on a contractor unless you've actually used that contractor. So
yes.
You can't have those fake reviews because everyone
not,
has seen
it's
those.
It's not Angie's List.
No.
If you know what I'm saying.
Or
not
like
that I'm
Amazon,
knocking it or anything.
You know, when you go to Amazon, you read the reviews. They're like, all like paid for play like kind of things. And you're like, you really don't like
and
it
that's,
that much.
I got to be honest with you. It's funny that you brought that up because that's one thing in this world that has become like the quintessential fake out. Everything is, you can fake out everything now. You can fake out Twitter and Instagram, and you can fake it all out. But somewhere it has to come down to something real.
Yes.
Like HomeAdvisor.
Yes.
You were wondering how I was going to bring it all around, didn't
no,
you?
No, I'm going with you. I'm like, I'm just following your lead. We're dancing, we're ballroom dancing.
It's all
like
good.
HomeAdvisor doesn't perpetuate itself over constant failure.
No.
It has to perpetuate itself over success and implementation of good things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I completely agree.
So that's what we're talking about.
So what else are you working on these days?
What am I working on? I work with the Rigid Tool Company doing digital marketing and media for them. So I am an on-air personality talking about tools and working with their tools and all that kind of stuff. I'm in development with new shows that I'm currently producing. And I have a foundation that I work with called the Joseph Project, which is a great way to take inner-city youths and teach them the craft. And we're not just doing it to sort of take inner-city youths and teach them the craft. We're really helping rebuild the middle class because it's sort of deteriorating. So what we realize is if we take these kids and we show them a way to make a living and have a life, it can actually bring everything up. So that's part of my life at the moment.
That is awesome.
Thank you. Thank
is
you.
It yes. all over the place? Is it
You know, we
right
just started in Chicago.
Right
we're starting in Chicago and Los Angeles.
Okay.
So we're in the process right now of concreting all the 501c3 nonprofit org.
Right.
And we're just going ahead with it. I mean, it's amazing how many people are touched by that in one way or another. I mean, you know, I was a youth, and I was lucky enough when I was a child to get into building. I was directed. I had a game plan. For a lot of the youth, you know, I'm talking 13 to 15 years old, because that's, I think, when you get in Los Angeles. To be honest with you, that's when you get influenced by gangs. It's about 13 years old.
Okay.
And if you go down that slope, it's kind of a bad place to be. So what we're trying to do is grab those kids, then throw them onto a job site. You know, for now, hey, let's carry those nails up here. Let's do this. Let's teach you how to drywall. Let's teach you how to drive screws. Let's teach you how to build and frame walls. Let's teach you electrical. Let's teach you plumbing and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So to me, that's what it's about, you know?
And how you change not only the life of that child, but of that child's family. And then of that, child grows up.
It's a ripple. It's a ripple effect.
And that influences their friends and the whole peer network. Like, it's huge. And even though you're just doing it in one or two cities now, I mean,
well,
the
that's
amount
just a start.
I know,
yeah, exactly.
But the amount of people that you're touching in those places, it's beyond those cities.
Yeah, and there's nowhere in the United States that is not affected by this. So to me, it's a foundation that really captures my heart. Excuse me.
You're so HomeAdvisor.
It's an 800 number. I don't know. It's an 800 number. Do you guys answer 800 numbers? I don't. Thank you. Thank you, solicitation call.
I'm
sorry
you.
About that.
No,
but
absolutely.
There is nowhere that's not affected by this in the United States. So,
yeah, it's really important to have some kind of skill that is not, you know, what's the first thing to go? Marketing, PR, you know, all those
and
things dribble away. I
hope
not.
I've built this global
Please.
Brand on this chin right here. It's usually by letting people punch it.
But one of the things that
throwing
has,
large javelins.
Yes.
He does.
Yeah, I know he does.
I know. Spears.
Oh, I've followed him. I've
we
followed
do.
Him.
We have a spear in our backyard. It's a long story.
The neighbors have questions.
If anyone wants
they
to
don't
know
ask
how,
them, but they
have
them. But I'm confident they
anybody
have
anybody wants to know how to make a spear, we actually have a YouTube video.
Yes, if
I mean,
you want
for true.
To make
I
your
know.
Own
it's
spear.
It's too bad it's that doesn't really correlate to this convention. Which I love being here, by the way. I did want to bring it around to this place because I have seen some of the most unbelievable things here. New surfaces, new techniques, new armature, new accessories. Everything here, it's really state-of-the-art stuff here. And I love being at KBiz just for that reason.
We do, too. And I wanted to touch on before we run out of time, which I don't know how much we have.
I don't know.
Not enough is the answer.
As soon as they start singing hello, I know that I'm gone.
I want to unpack your tool stuff that you were talking about. Like, you're doing some videos and things for tools. What are you doing? Like, what are the videos of? Are they skills? Are they what the product is? Can you talk about it?
Of course I can. I've been working with the Rigid Tool Company for just over 2 years. And what I do is I'm a tool expert, so I talk about the tools. I do videos based on the tool accessibility, how to use the tools, implement new tools. What they have available. I also do a blog, davidshinecoff.com, that I talk about all the different skill set that I found that I sort of start to impart on people. And I love blogging because it's really become this thing where it's not just words, it's not just video, it's not just pictures. It's my own view, you know.
Yeah.
It's a way that I can express myself and let people know how I feel about certain things. You know.
How do you feel about certain things?
I think your wife is amazing.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
When does that?
You didn't know I was going to say that, did you, Mark?
No, I had no idea. Yeah, no. I had no idea. You caught me off guard.
I really like you a lot.
That was well played.
Thank you.
What's
thank
it
you.
Like
thank
to
you.
Be cool? I'm
well,
not it.
I got to be honest with you, Mark. Hello, is it me you're looking for? Sorry. I figured he was going to sing it "Hello" by Adele, so I figured I'd beat him with Lionel Richie.
Oh, wow.
Are we doing one of those videos where we like karaoke in the car and get 4 trillion views? They just did that. She karaoke'd with somebody in the car.
Yeah, oh, I mean,
parody. Parody.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Yes. It was amazing, too. I actually saw it. Yes.
I didn't see it.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Adele is really sweet, too.
She's really sweet in the video. Oh, okay.
I thought you meant because I did a video with Lionel Richie back in the day. I was art director.
I didn't know that.
I did. I used to be, in my previous life, I was an art director and a set builder.
I see.
So that
so
was
you're dancing on the ceiling that you built.
Yes, it was actually, whoa, Cinderella. It was like the comeback of Lionel Richie. But yes, so I'm doing this thing, and we're in a bathroom, and it's a beautiful bathroom, and this director's like, I love this, but there's a waterfall in the back, and this, and so Lionel Richie's like, he sings first, and I have an E-fan on him, so it's just blowing his hair ever so effervescently. And then he turns and he's standing by the stalls, and then he turns and he's standing at the urinal singing, and the director leaves, and Lionel goes, as he's singing his song towards the urinal, he said, what has my career become? And I look at him and I go, you're Lionel Richie, man. He goes, that's right. Whoa, Cinderella. It was amazing, you know? Just a quick little story about Hollywood.
I didn't know that about you at all.
It's a little ditty. It's a little
I
ditty,
love
yeah.
getting to know you.
No, I like getting to know you too.
Getting to know you. That's probably a song.
But I do want to go back to the skills and how important that is, because I want to, you know, applaud you for the work that you're doing to help kids and help this industry and create talent.
I really appreciate that. You know, to me, it's like it goes back to the skill set, and I can lend a hand as a builder and first and foremost, I'm a carpenter, so and a furniture maker. So that to me is one of the more important things in my life, and gathering up people. But it's, you know, it all started from this guy in Chicago contacting me and saying, I've got all these friends, and there's not a pool of labor. There is nobody. Because either the kids didn't pick it up from their dads or they didn't want to do it or whatever the case may be. So I said, well, it sounds like a good enough reason to get this foundation started. So that's where it all became from.
Well, thank
you, David.
Does
it have a website yet before we throw you out of here?
Yeah, it's going to be thejosephproject.org, and it should be up within the next 3 weeks.
Tweet us.
I will tweet you. I will let everybody know. DavidShinecoff.com and also on Instagram. So
awesome.
Come follow me there.
Thank you so much.
So we're going to do something called Take a Break. That's what this looks like.
All right.
We're at the Home Advisor booth and the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show. Stay right there.
This is my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my friends, the time has come.
Take your inspiration into real life with Sherline Paint Products. From easy pour-and-store paint can lids to tools that help give you a perfect line. For more information, check out Sherline.com.
Is everyone you meet diving in the street all night?
this is my Fix It Up Lifetime, my husband Mark.
My wife Teresa.
And a very talented man to my right, Mike Holmes. How are you?
I am doing really well. And how are you today, Teresa?
I'm doing fantastic. And we interviewed your son. So we went through this whole thing where I feel very uncomfortable when people refer to you as Mike Holmes Sr. And I don't feel like I can do that.
No, I'm Mike Holmes. He's Mike Holmes Jr.
Yes. So we decided we're just going to call him Bob.
He's Mike Holmes, someone else.
He's a big boy, isn't he?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He is.
Strapping lad, then.
That he is. That
do
he
you
is.
Have to speak in a Scottish accent like Groundskeeper Willie when you refer to him?
That he is, I got to tell you.
So how proud are you of your kids? Seriously.
I mean, my oldest daughter, Amanda, she's the senior vice president of the company. Sherry doing awesome on the show and so many people interested. And, you know, I want to see her on HGUS on her own, just like my son Mike. And the new shows we're shooting, Holmes and Holmes right now, me and my son. Then we're going down March, April, May for Home Free. That's going to be season 2, yeah, which airs in June on Fox.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool.
When do you shoot that, though?
March, April, May. Consecutive.
In the same place?
Atlanta, yeah.
Okay.
Right
so
now the tax credits
are
good.
So you have to fake out all these other people all over again.
Yeah, we're doing it in a different way, though. You got to do it for someone else. You can't do it for yourself.
I might cry a little.
Just
a
little.
Is it too early? Is it too early?
It is right now.
Okay.
But you'll need Kleenex.
Emotion makes men more attractive sometimes.
I mean, I'm crying.
I mean, appropriate emotion. Like, if you're going to cry about, like, seeing a unicorn, that's not hot. But cry about, like, helping people.
Yeah.
That makes me happy.
Mike, you've just entered the maze of my relationship. There's no right answer.
Yeah, but you guys are still smiling at each other. This is awesome. I love it. Every time I see you, you're still in love, right?
We are.
Sometimes.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
I wear my wedding ring still.
I had to take mine off.
Why?
Your hands are swelling up.
It's swelling up because
I'm afraid.
Vegas.
I'm afraid of that injury that we all talk about on the job.
No. The ring elation, or what is that what it's
ring
called?
Ring avulsion.
Yes.
Are you using tools?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Not now.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess I'm married. I could have put it back on, but we're in Vegas. What the hell?
I wear 3 rings, so.
Why 3?
Why 3? Well, engagement ring, wedding ring, and then this is an awesome ring that my husband got for me, made by this very talented woman named Carly Eisenberg, who is a woman blacksmith who was on Ellen's Design Challenge on HGTV last year.
Okay.
So I'm always, like, thinking about, you know, how women in construction, being empowered, having skills like that. And so she reminds me of that every day. And, you know, I don't do that work.
You do this work.
I do some, you know, building and stuff, but not, you know, working in a forge and all the things that she does. And she's got muscles that are just like, yeah.
That's kind of weird, don't you think? It's to see that kind of muscles on women.
She's not, Teresa's not
sexy.
Painting an accurate picture.
She's
pretty.
Sexy.
Oh, she's healthy.
She's not jacked.
Okay.
Well,
yeah, you're
for
not
me,
looking at like, wow, you're a dude from the neck down.
Oh, no,
yeah,
she is
that.
Cute.
No.
You should
no,
Google her.
This yeah. has been a busy 2 days for you two. For me, I brought
my hair's
in
like this.
I brought in 22 Homes Approved builders from Canada to be part of this and then walk around all the booths of the Homes Approved products, right from my good Certainty, BASF, 3M, Eaton, all of the different companies, Vipec. And this has been first time we did a Homes Summit, actually. But this has been really good for everyone out there, and they've learned a lot. If anything, we've met a lot of big builders that kind of want to jump on board.
When you were getting together with everyone before everyone sort of ascended upon, you know, the trade show, looking around, did you have, like, here's what I want you to be thinking about or looking for or any kinds of words of wisdom or advice for going around here?
To all the builders that were
yeah,
with me?
Yes, that you brought, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're already the best builders. That's why they're part of the program. Yeah. But at the same time, you know, let's look at really good new products. Come meet the Homes Approved product people, get to know them, get to talk to them, and try and encourage, you know, all of them to use all the same products. Even though we have tier programs in Homes Approved homes, if you're at tier 3, you've got everything. But not everyone's doing that. So at the same time, teaching them how to educate everyone else. And I really like what's happening right now because I've met a lot of builders down here from across the United States. And they're really curious as to about what I'm doing, and they kind of want to get in on it. And I think it's a really smart move. It's not about making money. It's about meeting all the right people and making the best team there is.
Well, I applaud your dedication, your enthusiasm, and your endurance for continuing on the mission that you have been continuing on. Because I think maybe somebody who isn't as passionate, who isn't as dedicated, who isn't able to have that kind of endurance and that focus, hyper-focus on making sure that people in this industry are doing a good job and doing right by everybody else. Because when we do a good job, it only helps everybody else have a good reputation, too, in this industry.
Absolutely agree. And you do good. You do a great job. You do. You guys are always smiling. You're talking to everyone here, and everyone loves talking to you.
Well, it's funny because I wanted to ask a carpentry question.
Yes.
Oh. And which, because I'm not really sure actually what she's talking about.
it's like the Peanuts character. Womp, 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 womp.
She said something, something. Mike Holmes likes what he does. Something, something.
And he's thinking, I think she's pretty.
You're cute.
I'm gonna kiss her later.
Do you talk? Yes, I guess you do. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I listen, but. We've been doing a lot of basement framing, and I got a question at my Fix It Up Life, how to frame basement walls. Now, I've seen people, maybe me, perhaps as a younger carpenter, try to do it like you would frame the walls, frame a deck, or frame the walls on an addition. Put the plates on the ground, put the studs on the ground, nail it together, and tip it up. Except that it doesn't fit ever.
Never.
Never. So every time I get a basement to frame, I spend at least 2 days losing money trying to reinvent the one-at-a-time stick process.
This is so easy. First of all, anything to do with a basement should be mold-resistant and, please, fire-resistant, but at minimum, mold-resistant lumber. So you can get coated lumber. You can coat it yourself. You get a pink spray that makes it mold-resistant, fire-resistant. Throw down your bottom plate. Throw up your top plate. Measure left and right. Cut those two pieces. Put them in. Screw those in and then level it in place. Make sure the wood does not touch concrete.
Yeah.
It does not touch concrete. Still gasket on the bottom, away from the wall. Once you're set in place that you want to be, drill it into the floor, tap con it into the floor, away you go.
Yeah. And one stud at a time.
One stud
at a time. No matter which way you
slice it. We got two guys. Man, it's assembly line. And we can stud a basement in a day.
Yeah.
In a day.
Yeah. That's the answer I always come to, so... Fortunately, there's no way I can reinvent the basement process of one at a time.
Most people will build it on the floor and stand it up. I don't agree with it.
Well, it's longer, diagonal.
And too many people use metal studs in the basement. I don't agree with it.
I don't. Not a metal guy. Yeah. We're wood people all the way through.
You can use it for bulkheads, everything else, not on an exterior wall. That's a no-no.
Yeah. No. Good. Good. Well done. You passed.
Okay.
You know, that's good.
You're quizzing him?
Well, yeah, of course it was a quiz.
Is this like CEU credits or something? You just won.
You won. Does anyone have? You won that man's phone.
Yes.
Sir, give him your phone. Sir, give him his phone back.
Oh, that is hilarious. I love that
He
so
works
much.
With me.
Yes, he does.
I know. That's why I picked him out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Mark Clement.
I'm picking on you. So, my dear.
Ahead, babe.
No, you go. No, seriously.
Well, I am just really... like always so happy to see you at these events because you have like there's this glow about you and calm and peace and you're like sizing everything up like a Terminator inside your brain. I just would love to be able to like all of those like little screens and things and the ding 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 that's going on in there. I would like that would be because I know right now you're doing it to me.
I am, unfortunately. Yes.
There's just a heat signature.
I know.
And Target is 3 meters away.
But I think that's a look in the eye of a lot of really serious builders. There's that look where they are quietly sizing everything up and just so calm about it. A calm
just
assurance.
Just thinking 10 steps ahead of everything. Everything.
Wow.
That's how you do it. You have to, the framing is the trim because if you get the framing wrong, the trim is wrong. So you've got that mistake that chases you all the way through, so you might as well anticipate a little, right?
And that's like
start
a metaphor
right
for
beginning.
Life, too, baby.
Oh, life lessons
it's
from Mike Holmes.
It's always a love story.
Everybody, let's get light blue sweaters and put them on and do life lessons. That'll come up next. Right
Romance.
Now, Mike Holmes,
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We're taking a break. Home Advisor, thank you for the applause. Let's have a little more.
Thank you.
If I could be the reason your hair is a mess.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture. No tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Perfect's what you see, and I'd be what you mean to me.
And you know what it means to me, darling?
It means we're inside my fix-it-up life at the Home Advisor booth, hanging out, talking about home improvement and DIY and tools and contracting and flipping.
And design.
Design gets in there, too.
Really? Just a little.
Design's important.
Design informs everything.
It wasn't supposed to be an encyclopedic list.
No, this is like a conversation that we always have because, you know, I come from design and he comes from building. And so he thinks design's something you do later sometimes. And it's like,
I don't think that.
Sometimes.
I actually don't
forward a lot with all the things. And then I'm like, no. I know. It's so nice to see you guys. Almost a year.
Almost a year.
Yeah.
So how is everything going with the show and your life experiences and the children? And
I don't know if we had aired when we met with you before.
Airing in June.
And you wouldn't even turn my microphone on last time.
Because we don't like you that. We just.
But you do love us. I can see it. But no, we aired in October, November, and December.
Okay.
And it did really well.
Oh,
and we're really excited and happy, and hopefully we find out soon when season 2 would be coming.
Oh, that is so awesome.
It's awesome.
So you're kind of like in that wait for the producers to call to say that the network picked you up. That's
but
so
no
nerve-wracking.
Matter what, I mean, we're so lucky.
Yeah, we've got
to
8 houses we're finishing right now.
You're
so
not waiting for anything.
We're pretty busy, but we
8 houses?
Know. Yeah.
Yeah, that we're currently finishing, yeah.
Okay. And how many kids is it?
7 kids.
Okay.
Six boys, one girl. Oh, yeah. We had the baby.
Yes. You had just had the baby.
And we had the baby on the show, basically. Last day of filming, went into labor.
Yeah. Since it aired, we watched on our 4th episode, she was in labor doing interviews, but
they only filmed one contraction.
Yeah. They said, pretend like you're not in labor. It's supposed to be 3 weeks ago. Act like you're not in labor.
So, that's interesting.
It's a good acting job. I'd like to thank the Academy.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I think I deserve an Emmy just for that.
Yeah.
So we've been in all those situations where it's cold and you pretend it's not, or it's hot and you pretend it's not. But pretending not being labor?
Right, that was a little more difficult.
That's a little much. It's like, pretend you're not bleeding.
I'm a trooper. That's all I'm going to say. I will call myself a trooper. Because
women are strong.
That's it.
Yeah. We just are that way.
Your face.
No, you don't get to generalize for everybody based on one story.
Hey, humans are cool. How about just humans are cool?
There you go.
Humans are cool. I'm
a fan. Some humans are not that cool. That's just the way it is.
You're saying no to everything.
No, I'm not.
How's
when
you
are
you
wrong,
guys?
I will tell you. And when you're right, I'll celebrate you. But she's assigning me my thoughts. She might have not
it's
slept
fine.
That much.
It's fine.
You
get
know what it's
it.
Like to work with your spouse.
I love it. It's a lot of fun.
It is fun and rewarding. And then also sometimes, you know how to push each other's buttons.
You're going to hate us because...
You never fight.
We don't. I'm so sorry.
All these years we'll fight.
No,
and
come on.
It'll surprise you, though, if you do. You'll be like, what just happened? We didn't agree about that, and we weren't kind and accepting.
We disagree about stuff.
We had disagreements. Nice. We had a rough life before
right
we found
we
each other.
There's a lot of that. There is a lot of realizing the right.
Don't say that again.
There is... See, we brought it out. Now they will have their first argument in public.
No, of course
so
not.
Let's bridge this to the next conversation if we can.
So the houses that you guys are working on, are they all near where you live?
They are, and they're all historic. So that's, kind of our thing.
Yeah. All the houses
we're
doing,
old home
they,
loves.
They
so.
Range between, built in 1850 and 1890. Most of them are right.
And then we have one from 1930. We have a 1940s basement house from the war era that never got built on top of. So we're doing a 1940s build on top of that. So We range from 1850 to 1940.
So what do you? What resources do you geek out on? Like, are you?
Oh my gosh.
To find all the what are like your top like website that you go to, the top like
you know besides,
magazine that you
besides my Fix It Up Live
that you're like devour
other,
every month.
Other
I feel like we're constantly devouring things. Do you know what I mean? We actually do use Home Advisor because finding contractors is the hardest thing out there. We buy all of our antiques on eBay. That's like our favorite.
And local classifieds. We put a lot of antique furniture back into the houses. Yeah. So like, we'll take an old vanity and plumb it, make it a sink, and put it back in the house. So.
How rewarding that must feel.
Oh, it's amazing.
Like, it's like you're saving a little baby that, you know, needs to find a home, and then you're giving it a new look.
It's true.
I guess I'm really a mom.
And we're putting a sink on the baby.
Well, I have a mother's ring on, and this represents the 7 historic homes we sold this year. And I cry every single time.
Balls. Like, we meet at the mortgage company. We're like, the house is yours.
You'll love it like I love it, right? And they're like, yeah, you're weird. But yeah, I'm going to love it like you love it. But we really put our heart and souls into every house that we do, and when they're gone, it's like losing a child.
Do you have like a display of pictures of all the houses at home or a gallery?
We've thought about the way.
No, we need to. I just wear them on my finger.
I'm thinking about getting a tattoo. Stop it. Of every house we've done.
He's actually serious.
I'm dead
like
serious.
A little silhouette of it. He's even more crazy than me.
You'd have like a little village on you.
Yeah,
like,
true.
You'd have to have one of those Christmas villages going around. You know,
yeah.
Like
oh my God,
like a train the Hallmark store.
Can we just make a commitment right now that that's not going to happen?
Yes.
Okay.
With Teresa as my witness.
You can, well, why don't you just like make a t-shirt?
A t-shirt would be great.
Yeah, we could do that.
No, but we really love what we do. We
really
feel
tight.
Really lucky.
It'll feel like a tattoo.
What is the, I have a lot of what is the biggest, most, happiest, hardest. What's one of those?
How about this?
Point.
We did a house. What was the worst house we've ever done?
Sure.
Okay. Worst house we ever did. Built in 1882.
Yeah.
An investor bought it to tear it down. Took the roof off. Got as far as the roof.
Took the floors out.
And took all the original floors and moldings out. Thank you very much.
Sold all the original floors.
We bought it 2 years later after all the rain had come in. And there was a net and blow insulation. And the water had built up in the plastic. And we witnessed the house giving birth to insulation after a rainstorm. That was the grossest thing we'd ever seen.
Oh.
But that house actually ended up being the most beautiful that we'd ever done. It's on our Instagram, Old Home Love, hashtag OHL, which is Old Home Love, skyline. And you can see the whole progress of that house. It turned out beautiful.
So when you're saving and recreating all of these gems and you have the vision for them, are you ever in the middle or always in the middle of a project thinking, gosh, we could live here?
It's funny you ask that.
Every time?
So we think that a lot, but we don't do it. But the show we did for the house we did for the first season of our show, after the cameras left, we put it on the market. We started getting a lot of offers, some of them commercial and above asking.
And I just love that house so much.
And one day she looked at me and said, what if we moved into that house? So we actually moved into the house we did.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah,
we did.
We'd never do that. This was the first time we've kept one and moved into it.
I love that.
Fantastic.
We're so happy there. We're so lucky.
Andy and Candace from Old Home Love.
Thanks for stopping by.
We love you.
And
you're young
and
handsome and pretty.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thanks for having us, you guys.
We just like it. Watch their show. Check them out on Instagram and what they do. And, you know, if you're around, buy one. You know.
Love it. Thanks you guys so much.
Yeah.
Save an old home. Yes. That's what we say. Save
old home. Old home. Love your old home.
Thank you. Thanks,
and
guys.
And we'll be back in just a minute with more of My Fix It Up Life.
Alabama, Arkansas, I do love my mountain pa, not the way that I do love you.
Take your inspiration into real life with Sherline Paint Products. From easy pour-and-store paint can lids to tools that help give you a perfect line. For more information, check out Sherline.com.
Home is when I'm alone with you.
And here inside My Fix It Up Life, we're here at the Home Advisor booth. Our guest, George Oliphant, George to the rescue.
Yes.
Is being heckled already from the audience. We've barely even started.
Well,
so.
I wouldn't. It's Fanuka. It's different. When you get Fanuka'd, it's not heckling. It's being Fanuka'd.
That is that. Well put. Being Finucane, we are brothers from another mother. We kind of started together. I mean, I'm the television host and he's the contractor, but somehow we're both now contractors and television hosts. It's a miracle, this whole television thing and contracting thing.
I love that. It's like a love story.
It is a love story.
It's a nutty little blend. So how...
We're actually sharing a king-size bed together, but we have a nice wall of pillows that keeps us from, you know, touching.
Did you, like, staple them to a piece of wood or something?
Well, he goes to bed first, and then I come in and I put the pillows down to make sure that he doesn't flop over.
Do you do the foot-to-head thing? So foot-to-head...
So I'm talking about the hotel room. What?
Yeah, foot to head. So his feet are there.
No, head to head. Feet. Yeah, no, we're next to each other, but just no spooning, no sporking.
No commando of action.
I'm not going commando. No. Everything is.
And you've checked to see if Finucane is.
Well.
That's a job.
Yeah. You know.
George, to the rescue.
That is a rescue right there.
An alternative would be to just take all the covers off the bed and sleep on the floor.
I did. Well, the first night I did, I slept in the other room. He came and got me. He was worried that I got lost.
That's nice.
I was there, sleeping on this little, I don't know, wouldn't call it a couch. Maybe a love seat. Covered myself with a jacket. Apropos. Like I was homeless.
Jacket. High budget.
Really high budget.
That's good. Welcome to Las Vegas. Yeah.
I know that's what you guys wanted to talk about. Me and Finucane sharing a hotel room. Not even a hotel room, a bed.
Yes. He's totally Finucane-ing you. He just ran behind you to jump in the air.
That's Finucane.
So, George to the rescue.
George to the rescue. How are you?
It's your program.
Yes.
That's also the name of the program, and we'll consider that your name.
Yeah, well, funny enough that you say that, my son... I have three sons, but my oldest son for a long time thought that my last name, even though his last name is Oliphant, that my last name was To the Rescue.
That's
hilarious. He's like, Dad. I'm like, what's my name? To the Rescue. George To the Rescue.
I love that.
Yeah.
Does he watch you on TV?
He does, and my middle son, Bodie, wants to be Bodie To the Rescue. He's like, Dad, can I be Bodie To the Rescue when I get older? So, yeah.
You should leverage this into a cartoon, because it's literally that good.
It could be.
It's seriously.
It could be.
Who doesn't want to be named To the Rescue?
To the Rescue.
To the Rescue. And you could have a little thing every time.
To the Rescue family.
Yeah, you could do a home improvement show about this, too. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, that's a novel idea.
A little fire truck to the rescue on this episode.
You can come to the rescue in many ways besides just, helicoptering in or swinging in on a vine or... doing construction.
There are a lot of vine rescues.
Well, Tarzan and Jane's like hanging out, she's about to get eaten by a tiger, you use a vine and you swoop in and you rescue her.
That's right. That's right.
I really like that.
I mean, it's just what came to mind.
It's a love story.
That is a love
story. It is.
It's all a love story.
Fortunately, it's not mine, but...
Okay, yeah, that has been done.
I think there's Walt Disney is the name of the guy, yeah.
Walter?
Walter Disney, yes. Yeah. I think that was his name. Full name.
I think I'm familiar with that
name.
Yeah,
he has a few cartoon animated films there, if you want to call them that.
Yeah. Some theme music.
Something about a mermaid, and then I think there was like a beast and maybe
like
a magic cart. There's a mouse, definitely. Yeah. A couple mice.
Yes, that's true.
Let's just say the genie.
There's a castle.
The Robin Williams genie from...
my personal favorite of all time.
All time.
I knew I liked you, Mark.
All time. Hey, I'm losing through a rug.
Okay, so this is our first time we've ever done this.
This is the first time we have ever met.
So
talked. We met yesterday.
Well, this is our first official
welcome to my Fix It Up Life. We're now about to grill you.
We're going
to
grill you.
I'm ready. I'm reset.
We call this 17 questions.
17. Yes. No more, no less.
I don't know any of them.
And Laurel's going to keep count because I'm not going to be able to.
Okay, Laurel.
Okay, that's a big job.
One.
Who's the last person you texted?
The last person I texted was it was a mass text to my producers Andy Sherbo and Andrew Bank, the Andes.
Dinner party or after party?
After party.
What's the last tool you touched?
The last what?
Tool.
I touched a set of pliers just recently.
Safe answer.
Good answer.
Grill master or chill master?
Grill master.
Pop of color or explosion of color?
Pop. Goes the weasel, because the weasel goes.
Hey, nicely done.
Thank you.
You don't have to ask the secret talent question now.
New or vintage?
Vintage.
Birthday cake or birthday suit?
Birthday suit. Anuka!
I mean, nothing.
What's the last book you read?
I Am Not My Father's Son by Alan Cumming.
Favorite cocktail to make?
I just like my tequila on the rocks. But if I had to make a cocktail, I would go with a Moscow Mule.
On a lady, heels or flats?
I mean, heels make ladies' legs look... Let me try that again. But I think it's much more convenient and easier for everybody if they wear flats.
Easier for everybody?
Yes, I think when you're trying to be mobile and get from A to B and just not be in pain, go with the flats.
Which is worse, bad breath or bad manners?
Both are terrible. You shouldn't have either, but, I mean, halitosis, that's the worst.
It's inescapable.
So, yeah, it's inescapable.
You just can't.
Yeah, no.
Oh, sir, did you have feces last night?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm,
yes,
that is delicious.
Yes.
Last song you sang?
I Will Be Your Bodyguard by Paul Simon. Yes. Karaoke, Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve.
Overalls or tool belt?
Well, I'm not Mike Holmes, so tool belt.
Colored ceiling or white ceiling?
I love adding color to the fifth wall. People forget about the fifth wall all the time. The ceiling needs some love too, people. Everyone knows that. If you don't, now you do. Put some color on it, put some texture on it, do something with it. But do not put popcorn on your ceiling.
Huh. Good rule.
Yeah. When I mean texture, I mean like, you know, some beadboard or something. But no,
yes.
No, don't blow popcorn.
All right, in about a minute.
Your favorite thing to eat?
Bacon with peanut butter. Oh, you haven't had it. You're missing out.
We have one question left. I want to spend it wisely.
Are we already at 17?
Yeah, we're at 16 right now. We can drive legally.
My birthday is 16.
Okay. What would you have worn today besides what was your second choice for your outfit?
It's not that exciting. I only brought two pairs of jeans and three blue shirts, and it would have been a gingham check if I had not worn this particular blue shirt.
Yeah. You have like a uniform?
What?
You have a uniform?
Yeah, basically, if you ever watch any episode of Joyce Rescue, I'm wearing jeans and a button-down shirt with my sleeves rolled up.
Nice.
Yes,
and that's what we'll call it.
Makes my life easy.
Gingham style.
Gingham style.
With Woo! George to the Rescue, watch his show. Check him out on Facebook, Twitter, all the stuff.
You know, social media. I'm out there.
We're going to take a break. We're coming right back, though, so don't go anywhere. This is my Fix It Up Life from Home Advisor.
This is awesome. Can I get a second
walks
segment?
Down the street, he says, why am I soft in the middle now?
Can I do 16
why
more
I'm
questions?
Soft in the middle. Rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture. No tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Me up and drive me wild.
My Fix It Up Life, and you're inside it, and we are hanging out with Home Advisor at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show 2016. We've had some great guests on our program, the My Fix It Up Life show. We've got some more coming. We've got one right here with my wife. Her name's Teresa.
I feel like you're really like describing in detail all of your experiences. It's like, we have a 7-year-old, and he's really into watching those Dave Hacks videos. Is that what it's called?
It's called DaveHacks.com.
Yes. And so he, like, excruciatingly detailed describes how to do things, little things in order. And so he was, like, you know, showing me these videos one day, and I went to go, like, make him a sandwich, and I found myself describing it. The first step to making a sandwich is you need to have bread. Go to the drawer, pull out the bread, pull out two slices of bread and lay them flat. Like, I went through the whole thing, and it was, like, overwhelming to me that we do that.
So you have a 7-year-old?
Yes.
7-year-old, yes.
I have four daughters.
What are their ages?
15, 13, 11, and 9, which means everyone here should be praying for me profusely.
For at least 10 years.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so right now it is an incredible, as a man, it is an incredible feeling. It's like, I feel like a low-grade superhero because I can walk into my house and hurt the feelings of five women just by breathing.
Just your presence, your mere presence.
Just being there.
So you're wrong.
Yeah, well, clearly.
Clearly, no yes. matter what it is.
I don't know if anyone here has heard of hormones. Anyone? You've heard of them. Yeah. So they, when you have daughters, and some of them are as ADD as their dad, and then you throw in hormones,
yes.
it's kind of like throwing napalm on Mount St. Helens. It's really just not, it's not safe. Yes. You know, it's,
so this is Paul of France, by the way.
Do you have a strategy for entering the home when you haven't been there in several hours? Because somebody could have had a boyfriend breakup or any kind of number of disasters.
Well, strangely enough, I'm a very different kind of dad. Whereas, like, so this is a true story. My 15-year-old right now is actually coming to me for her first boyfriend that she, you know, this guy she adores at school, and she's asking me advice on what to say to him. And I'm going, whatever I've done to get my daughter to ask me for advice and banter and what to say back to this guy, I'm going to bottle that and sell it for $100 billion. Because that's pretty awesome. I have no idea how I did that.
I don't think that really exists. Like, what girl goes to their dad for, like, boyfriend advice? I never did.
It helps that I'm not from this planet. That's number one. That's helpful. I think the whiskey consumption just in general also keeps me really chill. That helps as well.
Oh, I don't have that. From the brown liquors,
no.
I go in the other direction.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not, no.
You do what you got to do. You really?
Yeah, I'm not saying I don't drink, and
I'm not saying I don't drink.
I'm just saying what happens.
Let's step away
There's
from
no value judgment.
The bar for a second. Let's talk about why you're here at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show.
Well, I am here. So for those who don't know me, I am an outdoor designer. I'm an indoor designer. I do stuff. Cool stuff. I'm basically Peter Pan. I'm a designer, interior, exterior. I've got a number of shows on HGTV, decked out disaster decks, custom built, which is about to air in the U.S. on either
nice.
HGTV or DIY. That's my indoor show.
Oh, outstanding.
Yeah, and so that's kind of fun. And so, but my philosophies on design and how and why I do things, contrary to the comic book character you see before you, I have like very deep philosophies behind what I do, which keep me from being bored, which is my greatest fear in life.
Well, Teresa is a designer, and she's a deep designer as well, I think. So I think you two would be simpatico in that area. I'm more of a soulless practitioner of building code.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah, I'm good.
It's
like,
so
I'll just talk to you.
It's so hot.
Yeah, like, see, because
really? I'm a soulless practitioner of building code enforcement.
I have no soul. That's it. I just build stuff.
Sorry, you're going to need a guardrail there. It's above 36 inches.
He's like, yes. The devil. It's kind of sexy, though. I can see that.
Well, yeah, I guess. Being fierce is kind of sexy.
I'm unflappable. 7'10", rise and run.
Yeah, Mark.
I don't want any deviation.
Mark's unflappable.
Yeah, I'm known for that.
Yeah, it's not really.
Oh, the joke's going through my head right now.
So how did you get started with doing those deck shows? Because I think those are the first ones that you were doing.
Yes.
Yes.
So I was, when I started my company, so I'm a high school dropout. I have no design training, no business training. When I started my company, I started with the common sense of a small pony.
Yeah.
But the only thing that I had going for me was my three credentials. The only three credentials I have are music. I'm a musician. I'm front man of my own band, which I still am. Lego, which is obvious.
Clearly.
Obvious. Not new Lego, old Lego. New Lego with it's all put together for you. That's like Big Brother kind of stuff. I don't even want to get into that. And people. So Lego, music, and people. I've always been very fascinated by human beings. And I'm a storyteller. I love telling people stories. So when you're designing something, when people ask me what's trendy now, I don't go into what trends are. Because I find trends to be something that says, this is what's cool now. This is what the cool kids are doing.
Yep.
In a few years, the cool kids are going to do something else. So you're going to spend money on something that's cool now, that's not going to be cool later. That seems a little silly. That's like silly talk, as I'd say to my kids. That's just silly talk.
It kind of is. And one thing that I like about trends, though, is it introduces a new concept to people that have never seen it before, and it might be a good fit. So that trend might actually be, that speaks to me. That is who I am. To try it on, right. Like, you know, try on the outfit, see if it fits, and it might fit perfectly for you, but not to discard that outfit the next time someone else says, oh, the new hot color is.
Exactly.
Yes.
So when it's personal, when it's something that you design for somebody that it, see, I'm kind of, because I didn't have that, you know, business training, when I first started doing designs for people in their homes, I would ask very, like, unprofessional questions like, who are you? Tell me about you. Tell me about your life, your dreams, your pain, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know,
Did you wear an outfit that was really, like, creepy too?
I wore what you see before you. This was always me. So
you're somewhere between rocker and biker and contractor.
Yeah.
You got a mashup there.
And don't forget, like, a psychotherapist as well.
Yeah,
so there's
you have that calm sort of reflective quality.
It's a soothing
voice. I would
go
to you for therapy if I wanted that therapy to be being possibly punched in the face.
Well, you have to be careful, because if you're in your house and a contractor that looks like me comes in and asks you questions like that, you have a decision to make. And one of them is 911.
Yeah. This is a Winky the Plumber moment. I will tell you that I don't think we have enough time for Winky the Plumber, but...
That sounds wildly inappropriate.
It's a Winky moment. Yes.
It's a Winky moment.
It's a Winky moment, Paul LaFrance. I want to stay with you. We'll talk about Winky the Plumber another time. I wanted to finish his thought.
We have a couple minutes.
I was about to start weeping with rejection.
Yes. Okay. No. Yeah, and by the way, thanks for coming. The next 2 minutes will be filled by a monologue of me. Okay.
That sounds like me. So I'll continue.
Please,
is it okay now?
Please.
He's sticking to the rules, right? Okay. So when I started the company, I was never competing with anyone. I just didn't want to be bored. My greatest fear in life. So creativity inside the house, creativity outside the house, very personal creations. And then one day, many years down the road, I was doing a morning show build. It was like some like contest winner at this like crack house in Toronto. I'm Canadian, by the way.
Are you selling
us
some air?
What's that?
Selling us some air?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. We were doing kind things for you at the time. And so because I'm a musician, I'd play on stage in front of people. When the host of the morning show came by to interview the other contractors, there was this whole curb appeal thing. All the other contractors were like, the camera would be in their face, and they'd be like, yes, we put in rocks and dirt, and, you know, it was really riveting. And then I was in my leather jacket leaning up against this crazy thing I had built in 12 hours, because I don't sleep because I'm also a vampire, but that's kind of, keep that on the lowdown. Then she was like, came right on over. We had this great conversation, and this producer guy named Mike Sheeran, who had just come back from Afghanistan, where he had just done a documentary on the troops on the front lines
Holy
in Kandahar,
smokes.
Like having bullets flying over his head. He's coming back going, I think I should do something that is where it's less likely I'm going to get killed. Sounds like wisdom. And he sees me and he goes, this guy needs his own show. So a couple days later, I'm having coffee with this guy. And then Decked Out was born a few years after that, after development and the whole deal.
I love that story.
Isn't that funny?
It's so good
that
because,
is an awesome
like,
story.
Finding you, like, I mean, obviously, you just radiate all kinds of good mojo. Interesting mojo.
Thank you.
Interesting.
I like when people say I radiate.
Yeah, you do. You radiate. It's true.
It's sort of like a Ferris wheel falling apart at high speed.
It's true. That sounds more like me. I like that. Yeah.
Well,
everyone stand clear. You don't know what's going
to
happen.
We got to go.
Thank you.
We got to take a break.
Us.
Paul LaFrance,
yes.
HGTV. Couple shows out there. New one coming.
Yes.
Custom built. Yeah,
we'll
it's coming up soon.
We'll be tweeting that out and sharing
And
that.
I'm here at this show at the Trex booth, and I'll be there until later on today, which is in the other show, which is about 7 miles away.
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
It's absolutely. Design Construction Week is... just and it's packed here this year.
It's crazy.
Stay with us.
The industry.
We will be, I promise you, back sometime.
Take your inspiration into real life with Sherline Paint Products. From easy pour-and-store paint can lids to tools that help give you a perfect line. For more information, check out Sherline.com.
Hey
And this is my Fix It Up Life. Hi.
Hey,
I'm
Teresa. Very sultry, very slow.
I'm going to take it a little bit, you know, low and slow.
I'm going to lie down on the floor then. If I have to go with you, I'm taking it all the way.
There's something about having like a handheld mic that makes me feel like I need to talk sort of in a nice, calm voice.
And we're joined now by Barry White. Barry White's also an editor of Consumer Reports magazine.
And he's going to share his new song with us. Hit it.
No.
Okay.
No. Well said, Dan DeClerico.
I will not hit it.
Dan and I spent a lovely time yesterday making pizza here at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show.
Did you know about this, Mark?
I'm not told a lot. I'm on a need-to-know basis.
That was great.
That was.
I like that oven. I'd like to have one of those ovens.
It's a really neat oven because it fits inside a 30-inch. I mean, it's like, well, pop it in.
Can we get a word picture here for those of us who weren't there with you? King and queen inside joke.
Tell us about the what you saw at the GE booth.
Yeah, so it's the GE. Sorry, it was the GE Monogram Pizza Oven. The latest product out of First Build, which is a really interesting micro factory down in Louisville. GE's, I think, been, I don't want to say playing catch up, but they're doing a lot more innovation, and it's resulting in some really interesting products. The ice machine, I'm blanking on the name of it, but chewable ice, pretty cool. And now the pizza oven.
Wow, non-toothbreakers.
That's right. Ice is really a big deal.
It can take care. It's the mark of a civilized society, first of all. Let's back up a little on ice.
Well, I have to say, one thing about being over there is that it's painted in the Tiffany blue color. Like, it's very, they have... where the pizza oven is on display over at that booth at GE.
Right, not the oven itself.
No, the staging for it is very, it's different than what I've usually expected it to be. You know, when you come to the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, you go to the appliances, it's very high tech, it's very like sleek and modern and cool.
I see,
That was sort of like a vintagey kind of presentation with a very cool technology there. And that, like, just juxtaposition of those two things, I was, like, really super delighted about.
Yeah, no, I
did you feel
right.
that mojo?
I did, but I think that comes back to this First Build, which is, again, it's sort of like a company within the company, and they're really, you know, they're thinking much more creatively and innovatively, and I think that came through, you know, right down to the color of the booth. And it's a totally different vibe.
So walking around here, are you sensing anything different than previous years, like with the mojo and the flow of the traffic?
I think so. I was saying this earlier. I've been coming to the show now for 15 years, the last 8 with Consumer Reports, and I do think the vibe. I don't think the energy level, the excitement is more than I can remember.
Now, are you feeling that there's more cool stuff to talk about, too?
Yeah, definitely. So today I've been working on, smart stuff, connected devices. So the kind of story there that I'm seeing is, you definitely have these whole house hub systems, Lowe's, Iris, AT&T's, Digital Life, but more and more kind of, you know, a la carte options, just single devices, which I think is smart. It's good for consumers who aren't necessarily... you know, going all in with the whole, you know,
right,
everything
right.
in the
that's
house.
Right, it's a big bite to take if you're going from zero to whole home.
So this is smart. Again, it gives them, they can sort of dip a toe in the water, so to speak. So,
right,
so
good metaphor. Yeah.
I don't know if it's the right metaphor, actually.
It might not be, but it's...
it's actually the wrong metaphor.
It actually could be kind of dangerous, dipping your toe in water and technology and...
You could electrocute
yourself. It could be, you don't want to... We'll have to think of something else, probably entirely.
Yeah,
maybe next time we make it the pizza.
But yeah, that and the pizza was connected. Pizza
now,
was connected.
Now, are you gonna test some, all, few of these at Consumer Reports?
Definitely not all.
Are there too many?
There are. So Consumer Reports, we as I think we've talked about, we buy every single product that we test. So that's great. You know, maintains our independence, but
limited universe.
Limited budget. So.
I have to say, though, going to Consumer Reports,
And we went there in August, and you showed us around a couple of different parts of the campus. And then I snuck in a couple places, too.
You did?
I did. The coffee lab.
Oh, yeah.
I went in there.
Yeah, that was unsupervised. I know.
And then the light bulb area,
cool.
I went
That's
in
very
there.
Cool.
Yeah, so I snuck a little bit. But it's awesome to see there's all of the products lined up. Like the pressure washers we tested. There was like 20 of them out there.
Yeah, yeah.
That they're
all
looking
organized.
Through. All organized.
Very, yeah.
And
People
that
know
you
what
buy
they're
all
doing.
Of them. Is amazing that you know, have being able to have that editorial integrity so that you aren't getting the, you know, you can keep it separate when you buy them yourself and you're doing it just like a consumer would do it.
That's the model. But I have to say it was so great having you guys out there because you bring that level of expertise, you know, from the field that you know, that it's impossible for us to sort of create in the lab. So thank you again, and I hope you'll come back. We're still working, looking for ways to, you know, work together.
We I know. I stalk you. I send them a note every like couple of weeks. I'm like, just peeking in at you.
What consumer
I
product
come back.
That I want could we possibly test today?
Because it's a giant building full of all kinds of awesome to that like gets tested, and you'd be like, I mean, really going into the coffee lab and seeing all the coffee makers and like. Being able, I would probably be unhinged at the end of that, but going through how they make, how the actual thing works and programming them and when they go off and how the, I mean, it's just fascinating to me. And the paint on the roof.
Right.
And all of the paint chips and how those are organized. And we were the only ones that have ever been up there that don't work at Consumer Reports too. Felt pretty proud and lucky.
It was a privilege. Or we were honored, I should say. I don't know, something.
Good metaphor.
So is there anything that's low-tech that you're looking at? We have like 1 minute left, like in the opposite direction.
Yeah, in the opposite direction. I mean, so low-maintenance, not quite low-tech, but it often is. Very quickly, we just surveyed 1,500 millennials to hear about their housing preferences. And so low-maintenance, you know, quartz countertops are really obviously driving that trend. Trex, the pergola, I'm sort of interested in that. Seems to come together very quickly and easily. Pretty, you know, that's a low tech and low maintenance.
A kit.
Yeah. I mean, you tell me, is that easy to put together? I don't.
There are trade offs all over the place.
There are trade offs because you have to make, because it's like, well, your earth has to be perfect for it to all work.
Yeah, that's a whole, if we had 10 minutes left,
I could go
into my rant.
Right.
Yes. And by the end of it, you wouldn't hire me.
No one will feel very good.
There's no way I could do that.
We broke up at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show.
I just thought about going to the pizza oven again.
Mark, why did you say that? I can never go back.
No, there are trade-offs with the kits. Whatever you buy them out of, you have to do what the kit does. So if that fits, sensational. But if it doesn't, well,
it might not look exactly like the picture.
It won't look exactly. It's like when you buy the jeans, it doesn't turn you into the P90X guy. You're still you. When you buy the coat, it doesn't turn you into the model wearing the coat.
No, it does.
We're going to take a break because
What's
we've reached
saying?
An impasse. And we've reached a point of, well, possible no return. We'll return, though. That's a good metaphor. For returning. It's my Fix It Up Life. We're at the Home Advisor booth at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture. No tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
My Fix It Up Life. Hanging out at Design Construction Week 2016 on swivel chairs.
Swivel chairs.
You can go around and around.
I'm getting seasick. Can I get off this ride? Can you stop
can't
the ride?
Because Jason Cameron from the Home and Garden Television.
Hello.
Everybody's
That's my hello voice. Hello.
Can you do this entire thing annoyingly in radio announcer voice?
Yes. Sunday. Be there.
I take myself way too seriously. I'm Jason Cameron.
Yes. There's something about Jason Cameron that makes me want to crochet.
Is that really? I've never heard that before.
Nobody's
ever told me that I want to make her crochet.
No one has.
It's
true. You don't want to make her crochet?
No. That's so weird. That's one of those sentences that's never been uttered in humanity.
Is that a compliment? I don't know if that's a compliment. I don't know. But she's lovely flowers, though, the crochet flowers.
Don't try to read too much into it.
No, I'm not.
That's, I wouldn't.
I'm not a crocheter, so I you know, never tried it.
Surprisingly, you're not into the knitting needle arts.
Surprisingly, no, I'm not.
Interesting.
I did make this sport coat, though, so I did sew this in my spare time.
You're killer.
Thank you.
Jason Cameron, who's...
Custom fit.
Programs you might know from the Home and Garden television and the Do-It-Yourself Network,
like
is wearing a sharp, jaunty, if you will, blazer.
Jaunty, I like that.
Yeah,
jaunty,
thank
very
you.
Jaunty.
But like you do like the most masculine shows ever.
It's very masculine.
That's why I'm doing
this. We wouldn't have this in the, one of the shows that I do in Man Caves.
No, there would be no sledgehammer that would...
I have nothing against it, but it wouldn't appear in the Man Cave.
No, that's
crochet.
Why I have to balance out all of your machismo now.
That makes sense.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
It, like the whole like planetary alignment thing will go like crazy. I'm doing this for mankind.
You are. I appreciate
that. So true.
Because you are sandwiched between two very masculine guys.
I am. Like you guys are going to like get up and start doing like burpees and stuff.
Let's go.
Oh my God, really?
Are we really going to do it?
Why not?
No, we'll do it after.
Yeah, we'll do it after.
I don't
when
mess
I.
Up my threads, man.
I already don't want to do them.
No,
I don't want to do them more later.
No, I already worked out this morning. I'm good. I don't, you know, but it's a challenge anyway.
It was. Now, did you go to the hotel gym? Did you find a place around here?
It's funny because a lot of people ask me, how do I keep up my fitness routine? You know, because you're you know, when you travel, the first thing I ask when I get to the hotel is, where's the closest gym?
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, sorry, sir, we have one here. I'm like, no, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. You really don't have one here.
You have a room with
a couple things in it, but it's not really a gym. So I always ask where the closest gym is because that is my other life is fitness.
Yeah.
And
it's not at all.
Does that work?
It does.
That works.
Hey, that works.
I feel weird looking there, but yeah. Okay.
Who doesn't this work
so,
for, I guess, is
so,
me on
I'm,
some level.
I'm we committed actually, to doing this, we, though. I'm going to make a whole flower, and then I'll put it down.
I remember the conversation
anyway.
Mike in the shirt. Mike in the shirt. Oh.
No, I got nothing. Can I get a roll of duct tape, please?
Do we have a chest holder?
Do we have any kind of Velcro?
What do you mean? You don't have
oh,
any?
Oh, no, put it in your pocket.
See?
It's a pocket square.
This one has no pocket.
No, right there in front.
By the way, Sarah, I wanted to...
Putting you all shame.
Sarah Bendrick has now joined us.
Sarah has joined us because Sarah has been hanging out with me most of the day, and we've been talking landscaping a little
yes.
bit.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
And fitness. And fitness.
Don't you love
yes.
Yeah, nice.
You're looking
like
good, by the way.
I'm just going to
pray. Sarah Bendrick.
So you can, like, text your friends while you're talking to us.
I do this all the time.
We went from having a crowd of like one sort of angry drunk guy to 4,000 people.
I'm not sure what's going
on
right now.
I don't understand.
No, just stay with it. Just keep it.
Am I going to be embarrassed tomorrow?
Yeah, you will be.
Well, yeah. I mean, tomorrow.
Well, yeah, but it's not tomorrow.
But
yeah.
When we leave here, we'll be embarrassed.
That's yes.
Nice. Yes.
But you guys are geeking out and freaking out on landscaping. First thing I said to her when I saw her, some landscape thing. So you guys have been talking about that.
We can't help ourselves.
We talk about trades.
It just happens,
yes.
Right? When you talk to when you meet somebody and you have I haven't seen you in a while, so
been
I'm
a
happy
while.
To, I'm happy to see her, mm-hmm. And then we start talking landscaping.
Yeah, just, when he comes down to San Diego for Desperate Landscapes, I'll come crash his set. Yeah.
Cool. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So you're behind the scenes. Tell him put some peat moss in there.
It doesn't happen often, but sometimes I'll sit in the back and be like, "Hey, what are you doing?"
She's always got peat moss with her for some reason. Yeah.
Really?
Who
no, but I usually keep rocks in my purse. Yeah.
You do?
Aww. Yeah. I usually collect them from the job site.
No, really? For reals?
Yeah.
You do?
I mean, like, I put them in there and I take them out, but yeah.
It's not a cumulative
they
rock
don't
pile.
Accumulate. Can that be awesome? You never know when you need to throw a rock.
You never know when you're going to, we're going to build buildings. We're just going to build a hut out of rocks.
You never know when you need to throw a rock.
You never know.
Yes.
This is
I love you, Sarah. in a way that's, like, undefined in just any way at all.
We posted a picture on our Facebook page of a mantle inside the house. Fireplace mantle, not like an outdoor fire thing, made of river rock that was flowing all the way up, and it was
That's
embedded
cool.
with, like, driftwood or something.
And it was real rock.
Beautiful.
Real.
Not the manufactured rock.
No. This wasn't glued on to, like, some cement board. This thing weighed, this wasn't, like, lick 'em, stick 'em rock.
Wait, Mark.
It was in a river.
Mark, are these all the rocks that Sarah's been collecting?
That's kind of where.
Did you go to her home?
I'm trying to look. I'm trying to give
Jason.
Her some.
She has a cherished collection that she would not
I'm
want
trying to
use.
Give these guys some design ideas.
No, listen, it's all sinking in, buddy. Every time you say something to design, trust me, it's up here.
Yeah, it's in there. It's in there.
Yeah, it's in there. It's in there. It's like an iron trap. But we were talking about. You know, speaking, she carries her rocks around,
yes.
right, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Because there's no double entendre
it's
there.
It's an emotional
that's
thing.
Right.
No,
that's
there's no right. entendre. But when
do they talk to you? No, they don't talk to me, good. But I like to, like, I don't know.
Do the rocks talk
do you
to
feel
her?
Yeah,
yeah
like,
I like to feel them.
Get a little Tai Chi on them.
Yeah, a little Tai Chi. And then I usually put them in the center console
keeps,
in my car, and that's where they live.
I'm sure.
Keeps you grounded?
Yeah. My rocks keep me grounded.
That informs man caves. You take the guy's boxers or something and put them in your pocket, and you're like, no.
Yeah, so anyway, so what we were... What we were talking about
hey,
was...
That was pretty fast.
We went somewhere I wasn't expecting to go.
I don't know where we're going with that. But,
no one knows. There's no direction.
Well, we do tease Goose, though, when he did the Depends thing. So we all wore the Depends on set one day.
Aww.
And teased him. Yeah,
that's good.
We did the Depends commercial, but, you know.
That's good.
But we were talking about how it's so similar when we do our shows or we do a job, whether it's a personal job or whatever, how the homeowners are so confused, right? They're so absolutely bewildered about what to do with their landscape. It right?
Oh,
never fails.
All the time. All the time. And while you're building it, as it's being built, they're like, I don't understand what's happening. Like, why is this dirt higher here? Why is it lower here? Yeah. Like, why isn't this done first? I'm like, just, it'll come together.
Trust me.
Just trust me.
Yeah. But the confusion aspect, because I always tell people, because a lot of people ask, right? How do I figure out what I'm going to do? What do I do with this landscape? You've got to clear it out first, because I can't tell you how many times I go to a landscape and it's just so full of stuff.
Junk.
Junk.
Yeah.
There's no way you can look at it and decide what you're going to do with it.
Yeah.
Clear
it's
it out.
True. It's true. You clear it out and then you see different things. You're like, oh, there's a view. Maybe we should build a deck to look at the view.
Sure, because you got the vines or the poison ivy going up the tree that's always been there, so they don't ever get there.
Or the car that's buried in the yard, or the...
tell me about the car.
I love that you're still crocheting.
Tell me about the car.
Look at this. I made a flower. See?
Did you knit this just now?
She was doing this.
I was committed to making one.
I'm glad that we were so enthralled with the conversation that we were able
can
to
we
do.
Pin that in his hair? I have a bobby pin.
Sarah Bendrick has hair care products in her pocket.
If someone has scissors or a knife, we could totally
Jason is so manly, he could tear it with his teeth.
I'm secure
Can
enough
you?
My manhood that I would be able to wear that flower.
You
there's
would? No question.
I am secure enough.
Yeah, there's
really?
No question. And I totally wouldn't
and
make fun of you.
It's pink. Even though it's pink, I would.
It is. It's pink because, it's for a baby.
Yes, it is for...
really, Jason, what you'd be secure in is your grandmotherliness because that's like a...
You're more relatable.
I don't even know what it is.
There's just something about when, you know, a handsome, strong man shows up to, you know, do some landscaping work for a television show wearing a crochet flower.
A pink crocheted flower.
I mean, that's just, it makes you feel,
I've never done
talk
it.
About making a statement. That's a statement piece.
I've never done it, but I wouldn't be opposed to
it. Well, I mean, Jason, you probably read about it in Esquire magazine, you know, where they do the men's fashion things where people, you know, should I wear French cuffs?
It was GQ, actually. It's actually coming back into style, the crocheted accessories for men that we have right here. So I wouldn't say that I would be opposed to it.
Yeah. Well, maybe next time I can make you like a crochet bow tie.
That would be cool.
That would be so
that would be
cool.
Hot.
Oh, my God.
With, like, glitter yarn.
For a seven-year-old?
I think a crochet bow tie would be so amazing.
Yeah, it would be kind of amazing.
It would be untieable, though, because you can shove your thumb through
as long
somewhere.
As it's not pink.
Oh, yeah, it can be any color.
How about green? I think, no, blue.
Green.
Blue for his eyes.
He is a handsome guy. You
Sarah
are a
Bendrick,
gorgeous girl.
Hates your yard.
The
Jason Cameron, Sledgehammer's
ever.
Man Caves. They're both on TV. They're both on the social networks. We're all four of us here at Home Advisor on the My Fix It Up live show. But we're taking a break. That's what it looks like. Stay there. We'll stay here.
Take your inspiration into real life with Sherline Paint Products. From easy pour-and-store paint can lids to tools that help give you a perfect line. For more information, check out Sherline.com.
Please don't worry now.
Right now.
My Fix It Up Life, we're back. Home Advisor.
Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, and we are geeking out on all kinds of cool tech and non-tech.
Yes.
One thing that I'm seeing a lot of in the Design Construction Week is that look, the natural look, trying to get back to nature in a lot of different ways, whether it's fabricated or real. There's a lot of that happening while that duality of like that high-tech stuff.
Greg, from Home Advisor, I believe you're the COO of this organization. Is that right?
Yeah,
that right?
COO, yeah.
Yeah, I'm the COO also of an organization. Yeah. It's a secret organization. But she just went to duality, and that's above my pay grade, so I don't know what she's talking about.
Well, we're going to talk about some tech.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm saying that there's...
Oh, that's the segue. All right. Okay. I got.
He's not riding on the same bus as
you.
I am.
Sometimes
he's,
the pinball
machine. He's in the bus over there. Down. We're going on the same highway. But we're just not in the same car.
I'm using pinball machine as my metaphor. Sometimes I can follow it. Others not so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have process. Like a really cool new. Okay. So Home Advisor.
Yeah.
Has many ways of being able to find an awesome contractor. There's the iWatch app. There's all kinds of really cool stuff that blows my mind. And this new thing that you guys are doing, I'm like, what?
Amazon Echo?
Yeah, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, it's very exciting. Do you have an Echo? Have you used it?
No, that's why I'm like, whoa.
It's actually really cool.
Yeah.
We have one at our house, and so you can ask it a lot of different questions for information, have it set a timer. I was using it to turn the lights on and off, so you can connect it to your home. So over Christmas, I was able to turn the Christmas tree on and off. But now you'll be able to find a Home Advisor screened and approved contractor just by saying, hey, Alexa, I need a plumber. And then we'll connect you through our technology with a plumber who's available in your area to come take care of that leaky faucet or whatever you might be having in your kitchen or challenges.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah,
because it's like you already have somebody that you know that you can call.
That's right, yeah. Well, and you know their background check, mm-hmm. You know their screen, good ratings and reviews, and you know they're in your area so they can get there quickly to help you out.
And the thing I say time and time again that I love so much about Home Advisor is not just the access to finding a good contractor and how you're able to like sync up with their calendars and know the availability and all of those other kinds of technology things that I wouldn't be able to do. But it's also that the reviews are customers, and they are fake reviews or people that are competitors that want to put some bad stuff out about you and all that, which happens a lot these
right.
days with
Absolutely.
Comments and things on websites and other places that you might go to mm-hmm. to find a contractor. So right. time and time again, it's like having your best friend recommend a contractor to you.
It's better than word of mouth, really, because you have we have 5 million verified ratings and reviews, and that number increases very, very quickly. I used to say 3 million, now all of a sudden it's 5 million, and then, you know, because we'll have 10 million homeowners use our service to find a trusted service professional and contractor this year. And so we get a lot of feedback from the community on who's doing a good job, the workmanship, and you know, we find that our homeowners are actually willing to pay more for these highly rated service professionals. So by being a member, you can actually command a higher price point because our homeowners are looking for quality.
Well, everyone's looking for quality and being able to know where to
and
go to get
it.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question from the contractor standpoint. So you're talking about Amazon Echo, mm-hmm. Apple TV. So the
Apple
homeowner
Watch.
Has the connected home. The plumber, for example, or carpenter or remodeler might not, probably doesn't. So coming from the contracting side, what do I need, or better, do I need to understand any of how this works? Or just when does my phone ring and I get to meet the client?
All you need, I mean, your phone becomes the supercomputer, right? It has everything that you need to manage your relationship with Home Advisor. So we're sending you the homeowner recommendations. You're able to manage billing. You're able to estimate. You're able to manage your schedule through the services that we provide. So it's a really, really powerful tool to have that in your back pocket. But you're getting an instantaneous notification of an appointment booking. So instant booking is a very exciting product for us.
Yeah.
Homeowner comes online, fills out, books with a service professional at a time that works for them. And that pro is getting the notification that, hey, I've got an appointment at 2:30 on Tuesday to go look at this remodeling opportunity.
So it doesn't matter.
Right into their calendar.
It doesn't matter to the pro how the homeowner interacted with Home Advisor. His interaction is always coming through.
Or her.
Or her.
Take Take it easy, Susan B. Anthony. We all know what's going on here, all right?
When I started, it was fax machine. It was 60% of the notifications were coming through fax.
Did you see now that joke that came through on the fax?
No.
No one did. No one even has one anymore.
I have none. Yeah, exactly. Nobody knows what a fax machine is.
Greg, that is awesome. And yes, her. Of course, her. I'm using the royal he. That means everybody.
It's the royal we.
Same thing.
Oh, okay.
Greg, thank you for having us at Home Advisor. Home Advisor, thank you for being here.
But before, though, one other thing is the cost guides at Home Advisor. So yeah. Even before you fill out the form, you can go and you can find out how much it might cost where you live for that kind of project, the median, the highs, the lows. And so you know what you're getting into even before you find somebody and do instant booking or anything else like that.
Right.
So
the
awesome information.
Love it as well because the homeowner has the right expectation.
Yes.
About how much that project should cost. So
that's huge.
Love it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Home Advisor. It's
right.
been an awesome time.
We'll be right back. There's more.
No, that's it.
To say, which is, what I was going to say, that we're done.
That we are. This has been a wonderful My Fix It Up Life. And you can find videos and all kinds of awesome at myfixituplife.com. Follow us on Twitter for all kinds of news and updates and information. Send us your questions and tune in next time for more My Fix It Up Life.
Closing time, open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time.